You're listening to the Afternoon Magazine. I'm Jeff Bossert. Our technical director is Jason Croft. Coming up over the next 6 days, the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies presents the 2010 Latin American Film Festival at the Art Theater in Champaign. 5 award-winning movies from Brazil, Bolivia, Cuba, Uruguay, and Chile will be shown. And joining us to talk about the film festival, Angelina Cutler, the Associate Director of the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies at the U of I. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
We were talking a few minutes ago about the festival and the films involved. This is the third annual festival downtown Champaign for these films. And films, obviously, you can rent on Netflix or some other video service. But otherwise, you're not going to find them in the theater unless you go up to Chicago. This is the only other area Latin American Film Festival.
That's correct. I mean, many of these films, they don't even get to Netflix. They stay in the Latin American circuit. But all of them have received awards, not only in Latin America, but especially in Europe. I mean, Europe has a little more exposure to Latin America. So this is a fantastic opportunity not only to see these movies, but to see them in the widescreen, which is a different experience too.
And you had about 30 films to choose from initially. How did you weed it down to just five?
Five. Well, I mean, this is the advantage of contacting distributors. They send you screeners, so I watched them. And of course, bottom line, the decision comes to what is available in the U.S., And also, of course, trying to mix different genres of comedy and drama. And, of course, trying to give opportunity to many countries. I mean, the region of Latin America is huge. So, of course, I want to show movies from different countries. So, you know, it's a mix of reasons of why I choose these ones.
Looking, yeah, you said, I think, basically, there's three comedies and two films that would be more
drama.
Mm-hmm. And just looking through the descriptions, I'm really intrigued by these. One is La Buena Vida. Is that
The Good Life?
Is that
yeah.
is that a dramatic film?
It's not a I will say drama, but it's like real life film. I mean, it's about the paths of four characters in modern Santiago de Chile and how eventually they cross their paths. And it's like, you know, the hopes, the aspiration, the disappointments of very middle-class, normal people. But it is very interesting movie. I mean,
I'm really intrigued by this, but this doesn't follow that traditional storytelling that you might see, you know, maybe 40 years ago or older, you would not. But in more current films, you have a lot of stories that are at some point interwoven where things are going on at different times and we keep going and following different characters.
Yeah.
Another one that stood out for me is the film that's featured on the flyer that you'll mm-hmm. see outside the art, and that is The Pope's Toilet. Tell me a bit about that.
Yeah, well, this is a fantastic movie. I will say that is a tragic comedy. And this film received a lot of awards in especially in Spain and also in Brazil. And this is a film about based on a real fact when the Pope, the former Pope Paul II, visit the border of Uruguay and Brazil. And this is the story of a small town which is located in this border and how people try to create small businesses to accommodate all the people that were expecting to visit the Pope. Of course, is a tragedy because, you know, at the end, well, I'm not going to talk about the plot, but it's about, you know, the what happened when the Pope arrived to this small town.
Well, we've talked about two of them. Another one with just a real who killed the white llama? And even the poster here will give you an indication you're in for a treat here and another plot of several things going on at the same time. And I guess the key here is someone disguised, a woman disguised himself to be pregnant to order to hide drugs, I believe is the
yeah.
And well, I won't want to give anyway anymore.
Yeah, well, this is a fantastic movie. This is a Bolivian movie, which is a comedy about drug dealers in Bolivia, and you know they have to travel all over Bolivia to smuggle cocaine to Brazil, and it is really a good comedy, and not only is a very good film, but it's a very creative film because it mixes comics with, you know, regular screen film. So it's a very, very interesting movie. And, you know, they are touching on a very, you know, deep and serious topic as drug dealers, but on a very different twist.
Okay, we've discussed three of them, and we're down to two. I don't even want to pronounce this. The one from Brazil.
Opaio.
Tell me about Opaio.
Well, this is a Brazilian film which was filmed in the north part of Brazil. And this is also a tragic comedy. These are like the lives of a small, poor neighborhood in this city in the last days of the carnival. And, you know, it's like what, you know, again, all the aspirations and hopes of these people that live in one building. And well, it has a lot of colorful, a lot of music. In fact, the movie comes with a CD with fantastic music from one of the best musicians in Brazil.
Opaio from Brazil. That was that is four of the films. I'm trying to see if that. Oh, nominated for the Cinema Brazil Grand Prize of 2008. Mm-hmm. And these come from a few different years. They're not all just very recent. They're all with, I think, 2006, the last 4 years
yeah.
or so.
Mm-hmm.
The last one is Horn of Plenty.
Yeah.
And where does that come from?
This is Cuban. And, you know, this one also received a lot of awards, especially even last year award. And this is a comedy. And for those of you who know about Latin American films, in fact, the actor is a very known actor in Cuban films. And this is a comedy about, you know, a small town also who they learn about an inheritance. And everybody that share a last name, you know, they can claim part of the inheritance. Of course, there is a mix and twist about, you know, the last names. So this is also a comedy.
Five films in the Latin American Film Festival, and they all have three screening times.
Absolutely, yeah. The purpose is, like, you know, to give people time enough to go and see. This is going to start on Friday, the 17th, and goes to Wednesday, the 22nd. Each film is going to show three times. The schedules and, you know, the information about films and also links to the trailers are available at the Art Theater website and also in our website, the center's website, which is www.clacs.illinois.edu.
And the arts website is the CUART.com. You mentioned getting to know different countries, regions. Were there a couple that stood out for you? Like, I don't know this area very well. I'm really glad to hear about this city or this landscape, or whether a couple of places that you maybe you learned more about that you didn't know already.
Well, I'm familiar with the region, very familiar. But you know, films are a fantastic way to learn about the culture of a country. So I'm not an expert in Cuba or an expert in Chile. So these films really show you a lot of information about modern life in these cultures, in modern life in these countries, and what people, you know, express through films. So yeah, I mean, it's also a learning process.
And they've all, as I mentioned a couple of times, they've won awards. I mean, some of these have like three or four mm-hmm. different awards, or at least nominated for something. So I guess it's as if we, you know, maybe a major Oscar winner was shown somewhere else, something that had a lot of praise behind it that we just, needs the exposure over here.
Absolutely. I mean, these films are, you know, have received many awards. And also, I mean, you have to remember that Latin American films are getting really a lot of, you know, no recognition. I mean, if you remember in the last Oscars, even the foreign language film was won by an Argentinian film. And also in Europe, in Berlin, in France, I mean, Latin American films are winning. So these are also possible candidates for future big film festivals.
And this has gone on for 3 years. It sounds like you're getting very good crowds for them. You've mentioned to me people who came from as far as Springfield to come
yeah,
see these.
Exactly. We started in 2007. This is the third year at the Art Theater, always, you know, with a big support. And people are getting to know there is a demand, or people are curious to go and watch these movies, which is great. And yeah, in the past years, I've received, you know, many feedback or emails, people coming from Charleston, coming from Rantoul, Springfield, teachers who recommend this to their students. This is also, if you see in the information, one of our sponsors is Parkland College, which we are really happy to make this connection because, you know, a lot of students also use this in their classes. And I'm grateful for many of the faculty that, you know, incorporate these films as part of their curriculum.
So we might see some students, and obviously in the crowd, that from U of I or Parkland that might be assigned to write about one of these films, or just understand a little more about the culture. And they are all subtitled. Correct?
Absolutely.
No dubbing. Involved.
No.
Very good.
All subtitled, of course.
Well, Angelina Cutler, thanks very much for coming in today. She's the Associate Director of the Center for Latin American and Caribbean Studies to talk about the 2010 Latin American Film Festival at the Art Theater in Champaign. Starting tomorrow, running through the 22nd. For more information, you can go to www.thecuart.com or at www.clacs.illinois.edu. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.